Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go on Karen Reed Verdict Watch, or as we like to call it, the South Shore Dysfunctional Retrial of the Century. Mego, should we whip around the room before we grab a call and give everyone our three-point stances? How do we think things will go when the verdict is shared?
Wait. You want three-point stances on the Karen Reed verdict?
No, just when, today was chaotic enough.
I was like, what?
No.
We're going to grab a call. Big dog.
The lines are loaded. No, give me your stance. Compare yourself to compare Karen Reed to a professional athlete, please.
I know a nest of vipers when I see one.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted everyone to just like say guilty and not get like just weigh in.
What I think is going to happen happened? I think she's going to be found not guilty.
Not guilty? Okay, Stiz?
Guilty.
Wow, Dan?
Oh, this is tough. Guilty, but not of the worst charges.
I say not guilty. I think in the end, just not enough evidence. And no matter what, people aren't going to be happy. Everyone will be talking. There'll be riots in the streets, mass hysteria.
Well, thank God we got it on the record today, guys.
Yep. Well, just saying, just at least we're out there. Half our show thinks not guilty, half our show thinks guilty. That's why this is the spot that Glenn Wardway used to hold down so valiantly here on WEEI. All right, let's grab one quick call and then on with the three-point stances we go. Oh boy, talk about somebody who just lives and dies with the Red Sox and everything on the Red Sox radio network. David in Florida, are you all up in your Fenway Fields today, buddy?
Good afternoon. What a wonderful, exciting day, huh?
I smell sarcasm, David.
Absolutely, just a little bit. But, you know, in all seriousness, there's two things. First of all, like you were alluding to earlier, yes. Mago, especially you, they got very little in return. Very little in return, which just, again, makes this sound like it's a cost-cutting measure. And second of all, why now? There's no urgency. They could have waited. They could have shopped them around and got related to it. That's the first thing. They could have got presumably much more in return for him. So, I mean, you wonder if, just like with Chaim Bloom was facing an ultimatum about Mookie, if Henry gave Brezzo an ultimatum too. And this is just the whole thing stinks to the high heavens.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, appreciate the call, David. I'm sorry. I feel like David actually, David's mood and feelings mirror that of many in Red Sox Nation right now, that it stinks to high heavens. The idea that this could be a cost-cutting move with your best hitter at a time when the team finally seems to be playing its best baseball, Mego, no matter what the motive or who signed off on it or what the return was, unless, of course, it was going to be somebody massively consequential for the bullpen, rotation, or lineup, people aren't going to be, just fans aren't going to be happy about it. They will, as they have all day, they're going to voice their displeasure.
Well, immediately after the Mookie Betts trade and then Chaim Bloom's tenure here, a lot of it like went back to, was Chaim Bloom forced to do this? This was the first thing that he had to do when he took on the job. And that went back to John Henry. Will it be the same case here with Rafael Devers? That's interesting to me because, again, there's such a direct thread from the meeting that they had on May 9th. Yeah. In Kansas City to where we sit today. And if you're pointing fingers, I think a lot of people are going to point fingers at Craig Breslow. But again, when ownership steps in and gets involved in a physical sense, flying out to Kansas City, I think you have to go all the way to the top.
If we didn't see him playing defense after that trip by John Henry to, you know, pound the table and wring his hands and say, you know, you're going to do what you're told, and Devers said no, we should have known this was coming. I still just think the fact that it happened in the middle of June, right after the sweep of the Yankees, is probably what has left people's heads spinning. And they're all still trying to make sense of it. And speaking of helping you try to make some sense of it. No, we're not putting in any stents. We're trying to make sense of it, everybody. Boy, I got out over my skis on that one. Dan, hit the 3-point stance.
319!
180!
118! 118!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, it is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you had the gall to trade Rafael Devers, you got to get Glassman. And you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and two producers, or the jury for the Karen Reed trial, apparently, each of which will present their stance on the biggest story in Boston sports this year and of the last few years, probably. So we're working Stiz and myself into this. Everybody will get 60 seconds to present their unique stance on the Rafael Devers trade and where the Red Sox stand right now. Our order is Nick Fitzy Stevens, then Megan Onalini, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Stiz. Fitzy will lead us off. Are you ready?
Man, 4 3-point stances it's for the price kind of day. Three in
it's
this economy?
Yep.
Oh, I love it. Man, lucky listenership. All right, I'll go first. I don't mind batting leadoff.
Perfect. Well, your 60 seconds in your leadoff spot. Begin right now.
Stanley, my music, please.
So long, farewell. I'll be just saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu to you and you and you.
That's right. Only one host on WEEI would be willing to use The Sound of Music to articulate their feelings about the departure of the biggest and best hitter in the lineup and for the last several years. Rafael Devers, so long, farewell, Avidal saying goodbye. I am done with the drama. I am done with your lousy attitude. I am done with the petulance. I am done with the whining. I'm done with the laughing when everyone else thinks you should be focusing and bearing down and being gritty. I am done with the selfishness. I am done with the lack of a team-first approach. You have a good baseball club. Everyone has told you. Breslow, Cora, the media. Expectations are high, just like the salary that you get paid. And for you not to be able to be a team-first guy and want to do your own thing, well, guess what? Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I am thrilled this is over.
Okay, there you go, and with a musical accompaniment as well, which is always a nice flair. So, as somebody who
doesn't love a little Sound of Music every
that's
now
fair, again. I guess, yeah.
I love me some Captain Von Trapp.
I did not mix in any Sound of Music today. If I was filling the role of Fitzy, I wish I knew, and I would have done that. But in lieu of that, we will move on. We'll put Fitzy as always. Mego, are you ready?
Yes, I'm always nervous. I don't like this, but I'll do it.
You always kill this. How can you be nervous? You do it so well.
This stresses me out. I don't like timed things. Go ahead.
All right, 60 seconds. Here we go.
Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but I think this Devers trade feels worse than the Mookie Betts trade. And I'm not saying that Devers is better or has a brighter future than Mookie Betts does or did when you traded him, because those two attributes definitely belong to Mookie Betts. What I'll say is that when you traded Betts, he was on an expiring contract. He didn't have 8 years left of a contract that he was only 2 years into. And you at least had some goodwill with the team 18 months removed from a championship, saying, let's just see where this goes. Let's exercise patience. This has been a pretty good ownership group. I think now that you are 7 years removed and you decimated the core of that World Series championship roster, the Red Sox have lost all their goodwill, and you decimated it for pennies on the dollar, and you told fans for years, just wait for the kids to come up through the minor league system. And now that we sit here and the kids are here and you sweep the Yankees and you win three series straight in your own division and it looks like you have some momentum, you turn and do this and you make the team worse in the short term again. I just don't understand. Bless anybody who has patience for rooting for this team right now.
Bless him.
Co-sign, by the way, on the bets. I saw a lot, Mego, of the bets debate going on Twitter because, you know, you got to bring up some of your other painful memories. And it seemed like, at least from my perspective, he wanted to go to free agency, expiring contract. Like, it just, that one was kind of done on both sides. This was largely your own doing.
And, well, Devers didn't want to be here.
Right.
But mm-hmm. you got him to the point of not wanting to be here. And I don't want to, like, both sides it because Devers was far and away not my favorite player, and I agree with a lot of your sentiments, Fitzy, but it's like, I don't think that you can have the benefit of the doubt anymore after what you've done over the last 7 years. And you keep telling fans to keep waiting and keep waiting and keep waiting, and then you present this season like it's going to be the start of something, and then you turn and do this.
It doesn't seem like the best timing, and yes, there is a degree of you may have just cut off your nose to spite your baseball team. I get that part. That's why the timing is so curious, and I want to continue to explore it in and amongst ourselves and with our callers throughout the remainder of the show, and I'm sure Arcand will carry it right on through until they get to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. I'm sorry, but when Rafael Devers comes out and says, I'm willing to play anywhere, including first base for the San Francisco Giants, but wouldn't do it here to a team, regardless of why they awarded him a $313 million deal, F you, get lost. Now, they can't they can't run a sale at Fenway or on Fanatics of his jersey quick enough. Be gone. Fine. I hope that, you know what? Go Toro. Talking to the world's biggest Romy Gonzalez fan over here now. This guy stinks.
Romy, your homie, perhaps?
Romy, my homie.
Sean McDonough was giving it to Will Fleming over that particular
it was
game
great.
This weekend.
Oh, another Scoro by Toro. I'm here for all the broadcast booth puns. By the way, great job. It shouldn't be lost in this. We're not going to have much time today, Mego, to talk about what a great series it was over the weekend. They gave up 4 runs total, an ERA of 1.33 against the New York freaking Yankees. Friday night's game was an instant classic. They did so many things right, and shout out Fleming and McDonough in the booth. Just chef's kiss. Well done, boys.
Unbelievable. Romy, Will's homie, is hitting this with runners in scoring because it's just was dying laughing. Anyways, all right, on we trudge. You're in 3-point stance. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
Dan, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, so I hate everything about this. I'm with everybody in that. As much as Rafael Devers was frustrating to watch, the numbers speak for themselves. I'm really sad that we had to get to this point. But when mm-hmm. we talk about this Rafael Devers trade, the biggest determinant for me still hasn't come yet. It's the $250 million in change that is now available to the Red Sox on their payroll that we don't know how it's going to be spent. What worries me is that it's not going to be spent at all, and the small market mindset of the Red Sox that we saw in the post-2021 era is going to once again befall this team. But there are ways that you can make this work with the money that you now have available to try to soften the blow on a deal for a guy who didn't really seem to want to be a part of your team anymore. Internally, I'd love to see an Alex Bregman long-term contract if you can get it done, and let's get Roman Anthony on a Christian Campbell type deal, probably a bit more rich. But internally, there are things that you can do. Externally, in free agency this upcoming year, you can bolster your pitching. We know there's a dire need for a number two starter behind Garrett Crochet, Dylan Cease, Zach Gallen, among the names. So this is a trade that hurts. It's a trade that's painful, and you didn't get a lot back for Rafael Devers, but the money that you now have available, if you're still serious about competing, you can use it for some good in the future.
Yeah, Dan, that's a great spin. There are people like Andy Hart who's away on vacation, and he's going to come back and find out, like, wait, they traded Devers? Did we get Mason Miller? Like, no, you did not. You didn't, because a lot of teams, I don't think, they probably had questions about his attitude, and they certainly didn't want to commit $254 million. If, you know, we have more calls lined up, Mego, talking about Liverpool and the Fenway Sports Group, that this was a reallocation of internal funds once they realized they were only going to get, they would get decent production, but more frustration out of Devers than he was worth. Obviously fans are going in a million different directions over this. But if the Red Sox make a move this summer, For all we know, more guys. I've seen people saying online that Durant could be on the block, and other players may divest themselves of. Or do they trade for a power right-handed bat, Mego, which the team desperately needs?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't. They're sitting here, and I know Shaughnessy tweeted this out before, but they're 19th in payroll in MLB right now. I just don't really care if John Henry is freeing up more money for this. Like, they can decide to spend or not spend. It's not like they were completely hamstrung here and they're in some kind of, like, NBA second apron hell or something. Like, I understand that people, like, I think that's a valid point, Dan, and I understand that people are looking for the bright sides of this and with a player who didn't want to be here.
I'm trying my damn hardest to find the bright side.
I totally get that. It's just, I've heard it too many times over the last several years. Just wait for what they're going to do next. Just wait for what they're going to do next. Just
fireworks,
wait until blank
remember,
comes
right?
up.
Didn't we hear that?
Full throttle. I don't understand how anybody doesn't look at that just a little bit cynically. And I don't like being a cynical person. But on a day like today, when this news comes out last night after the weekend that you had and the week that you had, I'm just not taking the bait. I'm not. That's crazy to me.
All right. Well, she's not taking the bait, Dan. But I do believe we do... To engage the listeners, let's give them a little bit more bait. I think we have one more three-point stance.
Well, we have the ultimate fan stance that we'll be providing here to wrap up our three-point stance, and then we'll get to the many calls that are still lined up on this topic. Stiz, are you ready?
Dan, I am ready.
Well, it's a bold day to wear a Red Sox jersey, but I'll give you 60 seconds anyways, and they start right now.
Well, Megan, I have no problem being cynical, and I'm not sure how much of a unique stance that I have, but I'm pissed, and I just wanted a chance to vent my frustration. So I'm sorry, Dylan and Linfield. You can spear me with the don't cry because it's over, smiled because it happened. No, I'm pissed. This is horrible. Like, you know, yesterday I'm doing what most families in Massachusetts was doing. I was barbecuing with my family, arguing about Karen Reed and listening to the Red Sox on WEEI, and we sweat. The Yankees, and I was driving home yesterday, and I'm feeling good, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna wear my Red Sox jersey tomorrow. This, you know, we're back, the Red Sox are back, and then this news breaks, and it was like a gut punch, and I was like, this is absolutely horrible, and I feel bad for people that spent $250 on a Devers new City Connect jersey, you know, a few weeks ago, and then they're gonna bury a press conference tonight at 8 o'clock. You know when that press conference should have happened? Last night, an hour after the news. No, I'm pissed, and I'm Team Devers. They screwed Devers.
Yeah, they haven't exactly handled this. Well, when's the last time the Red Sox handled something with great PR and aplomb? When's the last time, Mego, the Red Sox won a trade and the fans all came out and said, amazing, so well handled. It feels like we were treated like it was in the best interest of both the ball club and your fan base that pays so much money to go to your bandbox of a ballpark.
I'm sure there's some obvious example that I'm missing, but it just feels like the recent past doesn't supply a
exactly.
lot of that.
They seem to win some of the smaller ones, your Verdugo for Weiser level trades, but anytime there's major money or major talent involved, it seems to be a
right.
debacle.
I remember 4 hours on that trade. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Hey, Mega, where were you when they got Garrett Whitlock, the Rule 5 hero? From the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, Narvaez, okay, yeah, they win the little
rotation.
Yeah, they win the little ones all the time. Yeah, that's true, Dan, but like there hasn't been, save for the shine of St. Bregman this spring, since they won the World Series in 2018, it's just been one bad move, one bad PR spin after another fan frustration, after another favorite player gets traded to or leaves via free agency and walks away from the organization with nothing to show for it.
I like when they started serving cocktails at Fenway Park. That was cool. That I felt like that was a good move by them. Especially now. You need that now.
You're going to need those, yeah, for the remainder of this season.
They might want to start discounting the hot dogs and the 24-ounce cans
That's
of
the
Sam
true
Adams
second
American
half MVP are the cocktail dealers at Fenway
the
Park.
The discounted concessions. All right, so Dan, if you could, before we go to commercial break, come back and get a whole boatload of calls from the frustrated Fenway faithful. Could you just quickly recap our 4 3-point stances?
Well, yes, of course. Well, Nick Fitzy Stevens let us off here on the 3-point stance on WEEI Afternoons. He's glad that Rafael Devers is gone. The headache is over. He is taking his metaphorical ibuprofen here on this Monday. Mego argues that it is worse than the Mookie Betts trade, and both bring out plenty of headaches. I brought up that the true poor nature of this trade will be determined by how the money that is now freed up will be spent, if it's spent at all, which, fair point, it's probably not. And Stiz wanted to vent, and I hope you felt like you got your therapy session out, my good friend.
No, not yet, but I'm going to be pissed for a little while.
And that, Nick Fitzy Stevens, is our 3-point stance for today.
Yeah, watch. When I'm back in studio tomorrow, the Red Sox will finally send me a City Connect jersey, and it'll be a Rafael Devers 11 as well. Did you guys see that video, by the way, this weekend of the dad who got one 5 minutes after the news broke?
Yeah, tough.
I didn't see that. Are we sure it was real? Was it staged?
It could have been like AI. You can TikTok do a lot of things with that.
Not even AI, but, you know, like people do stage prank videos.
Oh, yeah. And it's always like, oh, that's the moment that guy decided to smash his flat screen that he probably was going to take down for a new one. And
I saw a video where dads didn't believe it, where the family told the dads what was going on and they were, get out of here. And I think that was most people's reaction. Like, get out. No way.
Fitzy, would you rather have a now vintage Rafael Devers City Connect jersey or none at all?
None at all.
Okay.
I'm all set.
Okay.
I am completely 100% all set. No need. Thank you very much. 617-779-7937. Those were our 3-point stances in the 3 o'clock hour. Agree or disagree with our spins, takes, passions, and perspective. Go ahead and give us a call.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We will continue breaking down the how, the why, and the everything surrounding this stunning move, the Red Sox sending Rafael Devers on Father's Day to the San Francisco Giants for four guys none of us done ever heard of before. We'll get back to all that and so much more coming up, but first, let's catch you up on everything else trending in the wide world of sports with Dan Ball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.